Speaking to a room full of health and wellness experts in Aspen, Governor Hickenlooper was quick to mention the state's low obesity rate.
We are the leanest state in America, right?
But before the applause even started, he put up his hands in protest.
But before somebody gets injured clapping themselves on the back, I do want to point out that that's not because of any programs that we have in Colorado.
Hickenlooper says the lean population comes from Colorado's access to trails and outdoor culture. But even that's changing. Colorado's obesity rate is on the rise and rising faster than most other states. All the while, money for preventative programs is slashed or not being allocated at all at both the federal and state levels. Hickenlooper says that needs to change in order to battle increasing healthcare costs due to obesity-related problems. He says higher taxes on sugary soft drinks aren't politically savory, but can't be off the table.
If we don't begin looking at certain things like that, the costs are going to be enormous. You know, the notion that we're going to, that this country is going to allow hundreds of thousands of people to die miserable deaths untended is inconceivable.
The governor says proving sugar's addictive quality could make taxes an easier sell, equating the move to increasing taxes on cigarettes and alcohol.
We're pretty clear that large amounts of sugar are not helpful. Then I think we have a lot more authority to provide incentives to put a higher tax. I mean, look at what we tax cigarettes at, right?
But ultimately, Hickenlooper says the obesity crisis is local, and disincentives and government programs can only do so much, saying many of these dietary problems need to be dealt with in communities, town halls, and at dining room tables. I'm Luke Runyon.